Track 25. Module 4. Listening 2. Page 63. Exercise 3. You will hear an interview with a scientist called Alicia Graham and an amateur science enthusiast called Jeremy Ingalls, who are talking about public participation in scientific research. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C, or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
On today's programme, I'm talking to the physicist Alicia Graham and science enthusiast Jeremy Ingalls, both of whom were involved in a scientific initiative called Open Science. Alicia, could you explain what open science is exactly?
Well, basically, open science is based on the premise that scientific data should be released from the restrictions of the past. Until now, research has tended to be cloaked in secrecy. You know, experiments going on behind locked doors to make sure nobody can steal your notes. Competition's very fierce in academic circles, so this is understandable. Nobody wants another scientist picking up the credit for all their hard work. But I can't help but think that a little more collaboration wouldn't go amiss. Because although some breakthroughs did come about as a result of rivalries between scientists, many more might have been stifled by them. Wouldn't you agree, Jeremy?
Indeed. That's why some scientists believe that the research process should be made more open and the public made aware of data as soon as it's been analysed and conclusions drawn. And in that case, why not also have researchers posting their experimental notes on a site for the public to see, so as to encourage discussion and cooperation via the web?
OK, but in that case, how would professionals then get recognition and funding for their research?
Well, of course, funding is an issue here. Corporations which sponsor research projects expect a return on their investment and don't want their competitors to have access to any findings before they're published. This is another factor working against open science.
But perhaps we need to think outside the box and imagine science conducted without such constraints. Because the beauty of blogs and forums is that they record the time and date of each entry, so provide proof of who's contributed what and when. It's there for all to see. The internet's a marvellous device for scientists. It enables them to contact each other and share vast amounts of information, secure in the knowledge that ideas are being logged and can be tracked. Open science is based on the belief that scientific research is all about discovery and should therefore be available for everyone to participate in. Ideas sometimes come from the most unexpected sources. It's exciting.
No doubt about that. But in the real world of scientific research, we need to keep all avenues for funding open, even if that does mean accepting some restrictions on what we do.
Jeremy, you're actually an amateur science enthusiast who's participating in the open science movement. How did you get involved?
Well, I'd always been interested in science and actually have a degree in economics. I'm a tinkerer out in my garage conducting experiments till late at night and all that. Once, during an online search for information, I came across a forum that Alicia participated in and responded to some of the ideas that had been posted. That led to collaboration with Alicia and a number of other researchers, both professional and non-professional, and it went on from there. For me, it was awesome.
For the rest of us too. The raw enthusiasm and desire to learn that comes from amateurs is really refreshing. They tend to come to the subject from a different perspective. They're not so bogged down in a theory, you know? So they often bring new ideas. People need to see the advantage in collaboration. Until now, you had the professional scientist often working alone, facing a problem that he or she couldn't solve, but afraid of asking anyone for help. Now, the problem can be posted online so that others can bring ideas to it, and maybe a way round them can be found that saves both time and other resources.
A good example of this actually working is the Polymath project.
Tell us about that.
A well-known professor of mathematics posted a complex problem on his blog. Over 40 people provided their ideas and were soon close to a solution that might have taken years for an individual to reach.
So, is the initiative becoming more widely accepted, would you say?
There are still plenty of die-hard opponents, but luckily an increasing number of professionals, like Alicia, are encouraging amateurs to work with them. What really helps, though, is the annual Open Science Summit, first held in California in 2010. It attracts a lot of people and generates a great deal of interest worldwide. It's inspired the setting up of several open-source science sites. This is already breaking down barriers and encouraging professionals to view us tinkerers with a lot less suspicion.
Alicia, Jeremy, thank you for talking to us today.